Hey, let's do one on Cristobal, Cristobal, Melendez, Melendez, 11387. My stomach still hurts. Mr. Melendez, the 35-year-old gentleman with history of H. pylori after had EGD done a few months ago. The patient was given prescription for amoxicillin, flagyl, and Nexium, which he never filled. Period. The paragraph. Patient is not having any chest pressure, has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, has been active, and has not had any other issues regarding his H. pylori, but he definitely wants to have it treated at this time. His leg and arm pain that had previously related to his job is now resolved. His cholesterol was elevated, and he's being treated with Crestor, and the rash that he had is being treated with triamcinolone cream. Period. New paragraph, it's time for him to have his blood work done in about 4 to 6 weeks, which he'll come back for that. Allergy, non-drug allergy, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, medical problems, hyperlipidemia, and H. pylori, status post endoscopy, medication, Crestor and triamcinolone, family history, no heart disease, no cancer, no diabetes reported by patient. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He weighs 203 pounds, no change from last visit. 98%, 97, 16, 73, 118 over 76, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows the rash around mucosal with high vision. Assessment number one, hyperlipidemia under treatment. Number two, H. pylori, lost his prescription, resumed flagyl, amoxicillin, and Nexium. Number three, he's been told not to drink alcohol in face of flagyl. Number four, high triglycerides, high cholesterol, recheck in 4 weeks. Number five, tolerating his medications well. Number six, no chest pain, shortness of breath, or any symptoms reported. Number seven, will continue with his diet, exercise, and activity to lose weight. And we discussed this with him once again before leaving the office today. Thank you.